Want to take the SoCal Sound with you anywhere? Download the SoCal Sound app to your mobile device. You could stream the SoCal Sound 24/7. See what song just played on our playlist, listen to an archived show, read an article from our newsfeed, stay up to date, or watch a SoCal Sound session. It's all there, and it's now Apple CarPlay and Android Auto compatible. Download the SoCal Sound app today.
All right, welcome back to our studio. My name's Mookie, or Mark, if you will, from 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Public radio needs your support now more than ever. Please consider joining us and becoming a subscribing member at thesocalsound.org. We got a SoCal Sound session today, and Craig Finn is in our studio. He's actually sitting in front of me right now, but we're going to get into the music and then more with Craig here in the studio in just a matter of moments on the SoCal Sound.
Bethany. In the later afternoon, it sort of softens on the avenue, wasting the remainder of the day, drinking off what's left of the glasses on the table, when the couples get their checks and walk away. And I'll be here tomorrow and then every day that follows, till I see you later on this week. Will you come and pick me up when I get up off the bus? Will you help me bring my stuff out to the beach? When we met, I was the reverend. You were in the congregation. Didn't happen right away, but pretty soon. I never had a calling, I just had a strong desire to be the one that stood up in the room. So when I was a child, I used to fixate on the chaplain, the way he brought the widows all to tears. That looked like a decent way to make a little living here. Gave myself to God for a few years. I built a chapel off the exit on the highway outside Harrisburg. It was all that new development back then. The parishioners would come to me with cakes and little pastries, ask me for my blessing once again. But I couldn't shake the feeling I was faking all the faithfulness, and every single sermon was a fraud. I drifted through the rituals, prideful, high, and pitiful, pissing off a petty, vengeful God. Pissing off a petty, vengeful God. My parents are both ancient now. I'm staying at their summer house, clear out on the weekends when they come. To my sisters with her daughter on the fringe of Philadelphia, with her skinny cigarettes and snapping gum. But I'm grateful for the place to stay. I'm caddying on Saturdays. The money's not as good as it was when we were teenagers. Walk back from the golf course, cut through a couple backyards, try to keep my eyes pointed heavenward. In another prior life, Reverend and his wife sitting in the kitchen making plans, unaware of all the mess, the pressure in the flesh is capable of making it a man. And then I never really fell, cause I was never quite convinced, but I must admit I miss all the simplicity of a woman and a man. Though I also understand the reasons you no longer want to be with me. I can see why you no longer want to be with me. The devil came in hot. Someone called the cops. I explained to them how much it is you mean to me. The cuffs, they made a click as they wrapped around my wrists. Everybody's got some version of security. Somewhere there's a life. The Reverend has his wife. Jesus has his ministry in Galilee. But the sunset looks like blood from the windows of this bus. Somewhere between Harrisburg and Bethany. Somewhere between Harrisburg and Bethany. Somewhere between Harrisburg and Bethany. Somewhere between Harrisburg and Bethany.
All right, there you go. All new music today in our studio. The new record's called Always Been. It is Craig Finn. That was a great version of the song Bethany. Welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me. Always good to be here.
You love being in Southern California, even if it's for a cup of coffee?
I came from Minneapolis, through Minneapolis, where we rehearsed for this tour where it was snowing in late March, very late March. So I'm pretty happy to be in Southern California.
No, I know. Yeah, no kidding. Well, welcome again. I have so many questions for you, but I think I just want to get right into the music, mm-hmm. if you don't mind. You have said that this is the most narrative record that you have made. And full transparency, I got an advanced copy mm-hmm. through the record label. And when I listened to the album, the way that it sorted out on my computer was out of order.
Ooh.
So I experienced the new record sort of in different pieces, you know. And then I started reading that there is an underlying sort of story or theme, you know. And I guess, can you speak on that?
Yeah. I mean, the narrative, it came from that song, Bethany. It was the first song I wrote for the record. It was the first song I showed to the producer, Adam Grandisiel. It was the first song we recorded. And it really is the intro to the record. It introduces a character who is a former priest, reverend, right. pastor, whatever, who took the job without having faith, without believing in God. And he built a very successful congregation, family, etc. Everything was going great, uh-huh. and then it all came crashing down, presumably because God showed up and said, you know, hey, you can't do this. So that song, Bethany, finds him sort of wandering in the Delaware Shore, where his parents have a summer house. It's the off season. He's allowed to stay there. And he's trying to figure out where it all went wrong. When I wrote that song, I was like, this guy's a rich character. Uh-huh. I can write more. So the next song I wrote about him again, and then the third one, and just kind of coming at it from different angles and building out his world. And it just seemed really fruitful, and I stuck with it. And I don't know that if you know, as far as being in order, I don't know that you would get a clear picture, but all the songs relate to him, and they do sort of happen in flashback often. So right. there is some figuring out to do, but I think that's the fun part.
Yeah, I mean, the storytelling, man, is remarkable. I'm hearing, you know, stories about persons, places, things, anecdotes, things that are relatable to working class people, just human beings, you know, in general. So yeah, I just wanted to ask you about that overarching story. And, you know, initially, before I heard that this was more or less a concept record, I guess you could say.
Concept record. Yeah, I know. Concept records, so they are, it's a weird, you know, it seems like, or a song cycle, I don't know, you know?
Maybe. I like song cycle.
Yeah, you know? Maybe more of a song cycle than a concept record, but hard to say.
You know, but yeah, I was wondering, you know, are these people real? The people that you're talking about, you know, type of thing, or if they're just based on people that you've encountered in your
the
life?
The first answer is they're fictitious. The second sure. answer I like to quote John Gregory Dunn, who said the first character in every novel is the author. And I think that mm-hmm. they are... and I think I do a podcast called That's How I Remember It, and it talks about memory and creativity. One of the things I've found in talking to people is when we create fictitious characters or fictitious worlds, the writers are often taking details from their own lives to build those worlds, you know? So
sure.
when I say like, oh, if I need a car and a Nissan Altima picked me up yesterday uh-huh. and as an Uber, uh-huh. I'm gonna like, oh, maybe it's a Nissan Altima. And I think by creating these fictitious worlds using real details from your life, you make them more honest. And so I've always taken that. Like, sure. these are things that I maybe didn't do, or people that I don't know specifically, but they resemble people I know, and they're and they're influenced by stories I've heard. And a lot of the details that fill the world are definitely taken from my real life.
Right. I mean, you're tugging at heartstrings, man, throughout this brand new record.
The best way to stay up to date with the SoCal Sound is by signing up for our email newsletter. Get the inside scoop on station events, ticket giveaways, and pre-sale opportunities. Go to thesocalsound.org and click sign up for the email newsletter at the top of the homepage.
Again, the new record's called Always Been. CraigFinn.net is the website. People can get the merch, buy the music, check out the tour dates. I do remember seeing you play a music conference in Philly at WXPN. Yeah. And I felt compelled to come up and say hi afterwards.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Right. And it was amazing. And that was just you up on stage. Mm-hmm. And everybody in the audience was just super fixated on on you up there, which is amazing. There is a tour, and you're playing a bunch of shows with Bob Mould, San Diego. That happened. Pioneer Town.
Happened last night.
Pappy and Harriet's is like a place where you could like get a rack of ribs and enjoy a show. You know, yeah. Was there any of that going on?
Yeah, there was definitely. It was a cool. I mean, it's being at Joshua Tree is so cool. Mm. And I always feel like when I'm walking around there, it's like walking. I can imagine myself as on the bottom of the ocean, like that. You know, like there's something about the topography that feels like with the short scrub brush. And stuff,
right.
It's really unique growing up in Minnesota, living in Brooklyn, to go out to Joshua Tree and play a show. It's a real treat.
Yeah, and some heavy hitters and some artists that we really do admire, they're going out to Pioneer Town out in the desert to play that venue.
Why wouldn't you? I mean, if it's there, I was so excited. I'd been there one time not playing, so I was really excited to go back and play.
Yeah, you do the Integratron, you know what that is?
No.
It's like a circular structure where they do like sound healing and sound bath stuff. You know, I don't know. It sounds like something that people do out in the desert.
Yeah.
And of course, Los Angeles, the Terra Grande Ballroom. But at the end of May, you've got something, I guess, back home in New York.
Yeah.
It's a Craig Finn and the People of Substance band.
Yeah.
Now, who's in the band?
Well, the band is pretty special. I made this record Always Been with producer Adam Grandeseal from the War on Drugs. Mm-hmm. Who I've been friends with a long time. And he brought in his bandmates, Dave Hartley and Robbie Bennett, Anthony LaMarca, John Natchez, to play on the record. And as well as some of, we brought in a lot of different great musicians. So for one night only, a lot of these people are very busy, but for one night only, we're gonna put together this band, The People of Substance, May 30th at the Bowery Ballroom in New York. And it's gonna be Adam Grandeseal and Dave Hartley and Robbie Bennett from The War on Drugs. Kathleen Edwards, a great singer-songwriter, will be with us. She sang a lot on the record.
Amazing.
Josh Kaufman on guitar. Joe Russo on drums. He's an amazing drummer. And Nelson Devereaux, who was here in the studio with me today, will be playing horns and utility stuff. And I hope I didn't leave anyone out, but it's going to be an amazing
band. You got Sam Fender on the album as well, right?
Sam Fender has got his, Sam Fender sang on the record, which was very cool.
Yeah.
I met him in England a couple years ago. He won't be joining the show because he's got his own major headline tour to be on.
Of course.
But he can't get everyone.
Of course. Kathleen Edwards is an artist we certainly admire, especially because we heard that, you know, she left the music industry to open up a coffee shop back home.
Yeah.
And it's like we all sort of dream about like following our passions in that way. But it's nice to see her back doing music.
I'm really happy she's back because I love her songs. And, I've been a fan a long time, and over the past few years became friends. And she kind of serendipitously showed up. Hey, I'm in town. And we said, why don't you come over and sing on our record? Uh-huh. And we got her on one song and said, more,
sure.
You know?
Sure.
And then I ended up touring with her in September over in Europe and just had a blast.
That's cool. So we are, there's a lot of people here at the office who are fans of The Hold Steady.
Mm-hmm.
There's songs, you know, solo stuff from Craig Finn that will play, you know, forever, that will withstand the test of time, like Birthdays or Blankets, you know? And, I just remember that one of your songs is on our previous vinyl compilation.
Right.
That we put out a few years ago. But again, the new record's called Always Been. We're talking to Craig Finn. Let's get into another song, if you don't mind. This is a song that our listeners are probably familiar with, completely stripped down in our studio. By the way, who did you bring to play with you today?
Nelson Devereaux is on tour with me, and we're doing this tour as a duo opening for Bob Mould. He's in the studio with me today. He plays a little bit of everything, and a clarinet, saxophone, flute, keyboards, and this one, People's Substance, the kind of version, he does a clarinet, kind of a loop, and then plays along with it. It's very cool. A different angle on the song.
So let's get into it right now. It's People of Substance on the SoCal Sound.
Possibly December at the Delaware shore. Maybe missing numbers on the motel door. Toy section of this drugstore. Otherwise, I'm pretty much cured. I've been getting out of bed before noon now. Gonna find a new place pretty soon now. The whole thing's moving uptown. And I'm sorry about the way that I scared you. I'm sorry that I wasn't in touch since. Spend way too much time on people without any substance. And I decided that I'm gonna push forward. I'm committed to making the change. But you gotta remember I never go out in the rain. And it's been raining all day and my jacket got nicked from the coat check. Curtains can't keep out the gray. The umbrellas that you get at the drugstore always blow the wrong way. Dana, I don't drink nearly as much. One or two nights at the week at the most. I know I used to be such a monster. The city's still lousy with ghosts. I'm sorry about the fight in the taxi. You know, that probably just wasn't that my night. If you just agree to come see me, I could try to make it all right. And I decided that I'm gonna back off now. Heard you turn that old boy into a husband. Now you're out in the county hanging out with some people of substance. You cut me off for, and I'm still not sure. So I decided that I'd call and just check in. As if I was good enough for you back then, you shouldn't be ashamed to bring me around to your new friends. I've been asking around for some sort of system to trust in. Maybe you could put me in touch with some people of substance. Spend way too much time on people without any substance. Spend way too much time on people without any substance.
There you go, a great live version of People of Substance right here on 88.5 The SoCal Sound. I'm losing my voice. I talk on the radio every day. Yeah. How do you manage to keep your voice good and, you know, just your body, you know, prepared for tour?
I mean, a lot differently than I used to is the answer.
Right.
you know, I think the big thing is kind of just making sure you realize when it's like you're pushing it too hard and keeping hydrated, obviously. Ultimately, the biggest thing for me is going out after the show. You know, if you go to a second location and start yelling over loud music after the show, that's really bad for you.
Sure.
So that I have had to kind of really watch. But, I think curbing drinking a little bit and, just being very mindful of it has been the biggest thing. I will say that the solo shows are a little easier because it's quieter on stage
right.
than the Hold Steady.
Yeah.
The Hold Steady, I'm always amazed at, like, you know, I'm in my 50s now, and it's a very physical show, and you know, I'm sure. Generally sore afterwards.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, when I cleaned up my act, I might feel better after it, but I'm still pretty sore after a whole steady show.
Right. I'm really intrigued by that, like how touring changes over the years with musicians, you know, and how they take care of themselves and their bodies and their voice and what they avoid or what they've implemented type of thing.
Yeah.
You know, because it's a grind.
I mean, like running, I do some running on tour, but at least walking and getting away from just like going on a solo walk for an hour. For me is like a mental and physical reset that really helps.
Yeah.
Try to get that every day.
Right. So I guess your formative years, again, Minnesota born, and mm-hmm. But you've been living in New York for many, many years now, but you still have an affinity for Minnesota and Minnesota culture and Minnesota sports and stuff. In the 90s, there was a band called Lifter Puller.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What was the scene like in Minnesota in the 90s?
In the 90s, my band was Lifter Puller in my 20s. It was wide open in the sense that it was such a great scene. For one, Minneapolis is always so supportive of music. I mean, mm-hmm. I think part of that is we have First Avenue there, one of the greatest clubs in the country that's been around longer than me. So, I mean, it's a real, it's a staple.
Yeah.
So there's always a place to go.
And have you
see great
played
music.
That stage? I'm sure you have.
Many times, and I'm about to Hold Steady's going and doing a four night stand in Minneapolis in early May. So it's my favorite club in the world.
Incredible.
And it's if you don't know it, you may have seen it in Purple Rain. Prince filmed all his concert scenes there.
Okay.
And anyways, it was a great scene. But we, Lifter Puller was kind of an indie rock band, and we met up with Atmosphere, which was kind of a hip-hop band there, and Dillinger 4, a punk band. And we would all play these, like, really eclectic shows, and people didn't seem to blink an eye. I know when we've tried to do it in other cities, people are like, whoa, you can't do that, you know? Like,
sure.
But Minneapolis, I think that was really unique because they understood all of that under one umbrella in a cool way.
Right. The first time you played that iconic venue, you imagine you had to sort of pinch yourself, look around and be like, how did this happen?
Yeah, I mean, because there's a small room, the 7th Street Entry, which I'd played when I was in high school.
Huh.
And then, but then the first time I played the main room, the big stage, it was really crazy. And there's a big curtain that comes up. So it's a real dramatic entrance, too.
Right.
And the curtain comes up and there's all these, 1,200 people staring at you. And you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Now that I have a lot more experience and come with that comes confidence, I'm really looking forward to the curtain coming up.
No, that's very cool. That's like goosebumps right there, man.
Yeah.
You know? It seems like you've made a lot of friends in the radio world over the years. You know, do you have an affinity for radio? Do you consume music that way?
Yeah.
Or are you playing vinyl? Or are you streaming?
I listen to a lot of music in New York walking around. So like that's number one. But when I am at home, and especially when I'm in my kitchen, I listen to The Current out of Minneapolis.
Our peers.
Yeah,
you
your
will.
Peers.
We like them.
I love them, and that kind of keeps me in touch with some local stuff too, my hometown. But yeah, I mean, radio. You can see I've been doing this a long time. You see what the support leads to, and you meet people all the time at the merch table who say like, hey, I heard you on the SoCal Sound, I heard you on The Current, I heard you on XPN, whatever it may be, and you can really feel it making a difference. And the way that these stations build community is very important, and probably more important than ever before, given what's happening in this world. And even not politically, but like technology-wise, if you open up the Times or the Atlantic, you read about isolation, how people are isolated. So anything that's building communities is more important than ever before.
Yes, and The Current, just like the SoCal Sound, we're independent,
mm-hmm.
public radio. It's not iHeart or Odyssey or, a major corporate entity, and I feel like there's something to be said for that,
Absolutely.
And real DJs who are part of the community, just like you.
Yeah.
Type of thing. I'm so glad you're still a radio listener.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Always Been is the brand new record. As we're taping this, I think the record actually drops tomorrow, which is amazing. But it will be available. And again, craigfinn.net is the website. Got that show at the end of May out there in New York with more or less an all-star band. Mm. And so I guess we'll wrap it up and get into the song Shamrock. Now, this one is, I mean, there's some heavy subject matter going on in this song. Whatever happened to Shamrock?
Well, Shamrock is a story that takes place in my hometown of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and it's about a couple. And Shamrock, they fall in love, and Shamrock makes a bad decision to try to get them some money through illicit means. And he doesn't do it successfully, and he goes away. I think the song reveals a lot more details.
So the three songs you've performed today for us is just really scratching the surface as far as what's on the brand new record, Always Been. So let's rip into it right now. It's a great live version of the song Shamrock. Craig Finn, dude, it's amazing to see you again, and thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Mookie. Really appreciate it.
You got it. And we are the SoCal Sound.
Met him after summer school, Hiawatha bus stop, in a knockoff Celtics jacket. He said his crew, they call him Shamrock. His mother died when he was 5, and his dad's some sort of drug cop. But the apple sometimes rolls way down the hill. Sabrina claimed the South Side, but really she's from Richfield. These invisible divisions never seem like such a big deal. She's been working in a wine bar, making jokes about the mouthfeel. Sometimes takes 20s from the till. Unprovoked and unadorned, white t-shirts and cut-off shorts. Summer takes a shapeless form after dark and powder horn. If you pull your funds together, then you're barely ever broke. Walking up to SA to get smokes. Found some shambles. The South Suburban sprawl. Sabrina's taking classes. Shamrock's hanging drywall. But his fingernails keep falling off, and he comes home mean and sore. And every day he hates it more and more. So the years go by and life goes on. Nothing really happens. School became a drag, so she went back to be a waitress. There isn't much to sit on when the old crew comes to visit. So they all get high and pass out on the floor. Shamrock just stops working. He said it's such a meager pittance. Once they take the taxes out, it's barely even worth it. The TV's set to static, and there's drums off in the distance. Their daughter's sleeping in a dresser drawer. Prescribed and unfulfilled application special skills. She admits she sometimes still takes 20s from the till. Shamrock's sick of trying to smile when he's holding in the smoke. Got talking to this guy he sort of knows. Came in this evening from the county credit union. Two guys with masks and pistols crashed in as they were closing. The the time the cruisers came around, they'd grab the cash and scattered. The cameras always capture all the action. So a trooper pulled him over. And a vehicle description at a Hampton Inn in Hudson, about a mile into Wisconsin. When the footage ran on news at 9, she could tell that it was Shamrock. That ragged satin jacket that says Boston. Unrehearsed and unprepared to be the only one who cares for a daughter who keeps asking about her father. They pooled their funds together, but somehow she's still broke, walking up to Speedway to get smokes. Walking up to Speedway to get smokes.
The SoCal Sound sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Mark Mookie Kazor. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce. Edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College, streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.